Hey gang, this is Cassandra Raquel, and you are listening to Godly Girl Gang.
Godly Girl Gang, Godly Girl Gang, Godly Girl Gang, come hang with Godly Girl Gang.
Hey gang, welcome to Godly Girl Gang. As you heard in my intro, my name is Cassandra Raquel, and this is just to give you a little bit of background, a little bit about what Godly Girl Gang is all about. And I started Godly Girl Gang because I feel like there's conversations that should be happening, that people should be having, that Christian women should have access to. And I haven't found anyone really talking about it. So I want to talk about it because I want something that I can listen to and that others can relate to. And not that I'm not putting down anything else. This is just something a little bit different. All these other podcasts and all these other outlets, Christian outlets, are so helpful to me, and they play a major role in Godly Girl Gang as well. However, I would have discussions with my best friends, and we would talk about certain things. We're like, you know, we would even realize amongst ourselves that, wow, like, you feel that way too, so it's not just me. And it just helps having that group of people, having that gang of people, of women specifically, that are going through the same thing you're going through or have gone through something you have gone through, and can give you a perspective about it, a different perspective, who can be raw and honest about it. That's really what I want to talk about. Some of the uncomfortable things, some of the uncomfortable topics that people aren't necessarily talking about, and just give an outlook on it, or, you know, share, even if it's just sharing experiences. Sometimes that's all it takes, is for someone to say, you know, I was feeling this way, and, you know, I didn't understand it, but then God showed me, and then for you to just kind of have that light bulb, like, wow, okay, I was feeling the same way, and I'm still going through it right now. So to hear how you went through it, and how you conquered lust, how you conquered something, you know, like cursing, or, you know, premarital sex, or drug addiction, or just all these things. And they don't have to be as heavy as those things are. It can just be little things, you know, little things you're struggling with. A struggle is a struggle. So no matter how big, no matter how small, it's still something you're struggling with. So that's what Godly Girl Gang is about. It's just about discussions about godly women, about Godly Girl Gang. So that's just an idea of a little snippet, I guess, if I had to sum it up in a few words, of what this podcast is about. A little bit about me. I am 30 years old. I am married, which I never ever thought that would be. I actually met my husband on Christian Mingle, which online dating is a topic and a podcast all in itself. So stay tuned for that one, especially just Christian Mingle. I've had a good experience, obviously. I met my wonderful husband. Hey, babe. I met him on there, but I have friends who have gone on there and have had horrible experiences. So we'll hear from them, and that's just a whole topic in itself. But yes, I did meet my husband on Christian Mingle. So very in love. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Queen City, Queens. Holla at your girl. I don't have any friends here yet because I did just move here not too long ago. So a few months now, and honestly, I've just been work and then home. I guess it helps when you don't have any friends, because then where are you really going to go? And it also helps when you only have a part-time job, because then you don't really have money to do anything else. However, God works in funny ways, because honestly, there's so many things I need to focus on, and being home without any friends has helped me focus on it. So yes, Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm originally from New Jersey, so all my Jersey girls, hey! I miss it. I do a little bit. I miss the food, and I miss my friends and my family, because they are all in Jersey. I really miss the food, though. The food is not at all the same. Correct me if I'm wrong, I find very, very, very few mom and pop places. Like, you know, I feel like everything here is either like a chain, or even like your individually owned places are like a bigger deal. It's like this like fancy brewery. It's like I want a little hole in the wall place, mom and pop owned, that I can get some good food. So yeah, so the food is not that the food is nasty here, it's just not the same. I miss the food and I do miss some of the shopping. I knew my places to go to get like good deals. You know, Bargain Man and Passaic. Oh man, I can't tell you how much I miss like that stuff, like Passaic and shopping and you know, just little stores like that. An amazing savings. Oh, if you're in Jersey, specifically North Jersey, there's one in Teaneck and I think the other one's in Clifton. Amazing Savings is my jam, so I miss stores like that. Aside from that, though, I don't miss it. It is January 6th, and it's 70 degrees and sunny today in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, I don't miss the weather in Jersey. Like I said, 70 degrees, sunny, like really sunny, too. Not partly sunny, like sunny. I think I've worn a heavy coat maybe once so far this year. We had a snowstorm, which was like nothing. It was like a dusting in my car. My job was closed, so it was a great snow day for me. So stuff like that I enjoy. But like I said, I haven't really gotten to experience Charlotte too much. So anyone from the area, either previously or still in the area, let me know of any spots that I'm maybe missing out on. Maybe there are mom and pop places and little stores that I'm just missing. Definitely let me know, please. I need to know these things. I haven't found good pizza yet, so I'd love to find some good pizza and a good bagel. So let me know. I've heard of Poppy Seed. I haven't been there yet, but that is one place I've heard of. I just haven't gotten around to it. So that's just a little tiny thing about me. Another little tiny fun fact. We have a kitten. He's about 6 months now. His name is Luca. So while listening to my podcast, if you ever hear a little bell jingle in the background, that is him. He has a toy that has a bell, and then he has a collar that has a bell. So I try to record when he is sleeping. However, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. So just a little tiny disclaimer, if you ever hear a bell in the background, that is my little Luca. I want to get a dog. I want a cat and a dog. However, I want a pit bull because I love them. My husband loves them, and where we live does not allow them. So stay tuned because we're going to get one, Lord willing. Yeah, I want one really bad. So I love animals. That's just another little fact about me if you don't already know that. And yeah, it's so weird talking about myself. Other people could probably tell you more about me. That's just a little something about me. See how awkward I am about that. Okay, that's it. That's just a little intro. I'm sorry. It's terrible. Honestly, I think I've recorded this intro. This is probably the one thing that I've recorded more than anything else. It is, actually, because everything else I just record one time. However, this, I've recorded like maybe 5 or 6 or 7 of them, and I hate all of them. However, it's Renew Year 2019. I am not going to be that critical on myself. It's okay if it's awkward. It's okay if it's a little off. I'm awkward and a little off sometimes. So there you have it. That is me. This is Golly Girl Gang. Please, ladies, follow me on Instagram or Facebook. My Facebook isn't that great yet. It's getting there. This is all new. You know, I'm just getting used to all this podcast stuff. So please bear with me, but please stay tuned. Please let me know if there's anything you'd like me to discuss. Correct me in anywhere that I'm wrong politely, please. Don't be rude. No rude comments. No, you know, we all have different faiths and we all have different things we believe in. I'm not here to condemn anyone. I'm not here trying to paint the picture that I'm a perfect woman. I'm not here to claim that I'm the perfect Proverbs 31 woman. No, I'm definitely not. You know, my husband and I got into a conversation the other day where sometimes I feel like I'm not a good wife because he has to clean. He doesn't have to clean. I shouldn't say that. He's more clean than I am. So if like there's dishes in the sink and if they're not done. When he gets home from work, he'll do them. And he shouldn't have to after working a long day. However, my job is, I'm not used to it yet. It's being on my feet literally all day long. My body's not used to it yet, but I'm getting there. So, yes, I'm not perfect. I'm not the perfect wife. I'm not the perfect Christian. I am not the perfect friend. I'm not the perfect daughter. I'm not the perfect sister. I'm not perfect. So, hence why in my podcast, you may hear me mix words up and say things wrong. And I laugh at myself when I do that. And I'm just keeping that all in here because that's me. And I just want to share with you guys all that is me as a Christian. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys stay tuned. And most importantly, I hope you guys stay blessed.